Researchers warn that the world's dry lands are being severely affected by climate change. They say that could harm the livelihoods and food security for billions of people. Scientists describe the projected effects of climate change on dry lands as alarming. Dr. Jan Rupert is among those raising concerns.
Dry lands cover a rather big amount of the terrestrial land surface, with 40%, a little bit more even. And they are home to approximately 2.5 billion people, of which more or less 1 billion directly live upon rangelands or upon very basic ecosystem services such as fodder to herd animals. They are very important for a huge amount of people.
Rupert is a rangeland ecologist at the University of Cologne. He conducted the research with his university colleague, Dr. Anja Lindstatter, who led the working group.
Drylands are not particularly deserts. Deserts are a part of drylands, but not all drylands are deserts. The main definition of drylands is that they have a scarcity of water, obviously. The transpiration of the water from the soil is higher than the water that comes into the system via precipitation. Actually, if you think of a savanna, that will also be a dryland in most cases.
He says drylands historically have fared pretty well during and after droughts, but they're more at risk now due to the effects of climate change. Human activity, such as raising livestock, can add environmental stress.
Due to climate change, the system is getting even more variable. So the droughts will be more regular and droughts might be even more severe. And this can trigger or can push the systems above a certain tipping point and could lead to degradation. That means a change in the vegetation that cannot be easily recovered from anymore.
He says very severe droughts that usually occur only once every 100 years may now occur much more often.
The systems not only suffer during a drought, but also need some time to recover after a drought to be fully functional again or to be on the same production level as they have been before the drought. And now if you can imagine that these droughts and even these very severe droughts, centennial scale droughts, come in more often, then we can expect gradual losses from the systems. The systems will not be as reliable as they have been before.
A centennial scale drought can greatly reduce the production of plant biomass by 45 to more than 70%. Biomass is material from living and recently living plants.
We should also consider how these numbers have been calculated and that they actually only represent single-year drought events. And usually a drought is a multi-year phenomenon, so these numbers are actually even more likely to underestimate the reduction in production because these effects from 1 year to another year, if you have a multi-year drought, might even add up and lead to even more pronounced losses.
Some dry lands could gradually turn to desert, a process called desertification. The rangeland ecologist says the type of plants on dry lands matters. For instance, dry lands with mostly annual plants, which complete their life cycle within 1 year, are more severely affected during droughts, but they recover more quickly afterwards. It's just the opposite when perennial plants, those that come back year after year, are in the majority. Dry lands are also more resistant to animal grazing during droughts when annual plants dominate. Rupert says eliminating grazing is not the answer to protecting dry lands during droughts and during their recovery. Instead, he says, there should be better grazing management, limiting the number of livestock on the land. Also, paying herders higher prices for a time would prevent them from increasing their livestock after a drought. The University of Cologne rangeland ecologist says protecting dry lands is a food security and a livelihood issue. However, he says, it does not get the attention it deserves at climate conferences. The next conference, COP20, opens in Lima, Peru, December 1st. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.